We've given everybody a chance to log in. If you're not logged in now, it's too late, but we're bringing him on.
Yes.
The only reason anyone's watching the stream right now probably is to hear from the man himself. Come on over, Patrick, please.
Thank you.
Patrick, welcome to Charlotte Soccer
Show. Welcome to Charlotte Soccer Show. You're making your debut.
Thanks so much for being on the show today.
In your life and your career as a soccer player, there's your collegiate debut, there's your MLS debut, and there's your Charlotte Soccer Show debut. So congratulations, brother.
Happy to be here.
Do you need a beer, Patrick, by the way?
I'm all set.
All right, cool.
Not right
just
now.
Just making sure. Don't want to leave you hanging.
Yeah, we're streaming live on X, on Instagram, on YouTube as well. So, Patrick, it's great to have you here. Welcome back from Nashville last night.
Yeah.
Pleasure to have you on the show. What was it like? You make your first start of the season, and you get a full 90 in you. How you feeling today?
Yeah, I mean, of course, when you get your first 90 in the MLS, it's going to be a little different because I never did it before. But body is, of course, sore. But, I mean, I woke up feeling good today and just ready to get going again.
Now, how could you be sore? It's not like they were fouling you every play or anything like that. I mean, what's going on?
I guess they weren't fouling me much.
Right. According to the referee, they weren't, at least. You know, I don't know. Yeah.
Yeah, of course, man.
And I do want to talk about that because I'm not here to get you in trouble bashing referees. I definitely don't want that. But I do know that Coach Dean Smith last night had some comments. And I don't need you to comment on that. I'm not trying to get you in trouble. But what's it like to have a coach go to bat for you like that and just know that he supports you and that other people see whatever you're feeling inside, other people see it too?
I mean, like I said, this obviously is his first year, but he's had a really big impact on me, and he trusts in me, and he always backs us. He backs the team. So when you hear a coach backing you off the field, it's like on the field, I want to go 110% for him every chance I get. So, yeah, I always appreciate him.
It's been a pleasure kind of seeing him get the squad together and getting y'all on the same page for sure. And you can see that the changing room, the locker room, there's good vibes. We kept saying that, right? It's hard to not have good vibes when you're hanging down in Florida together. You make a trip out to Coachella. Right. I mean, you guys seem like you're having a great time so far this season.
Oh, man, we're having a great time. I think preseason was the start of it. And I think this year, like, you guys will see more just the togetherness. And when everything starts to click, you'll see.
So how's the connection going? The one thing, I was at the match last night. I drove overnight. You could have rode with me, by the way. I'm sure the plane was a lot nicer. But
I was surprised Danny couldn't get a ticket on the plane,
on the charter next time? Sun Country.
I'll ask him. I'll make sure to get on.
Embedded reporter, you know, like back in the old days. So, but I just wanted to – what did you think of all the fan support there? It was one of the strongest showings of support. We had, you know, at least 1,000 folks, if not more. And they kind of did us dirty a little bit. You don't have to comment on that, but just – did you feel the fan support? Did you feel like we were showing out in numbers for y'all?
When we walked out for the game, when we walked out for the starting 11, I just hear a roar of, like, Charlotte. I'm like, wait, hold on. And then I look up and I see, like, it's amazing. I mean, like, I always say, like, I'm so blessed to be here because the fans are just insane. Like, I never experienced anything about like this. So we always love y'all, man. Like, we love y'all to death because you guys are the reason why we really drive each and every day. We want you guys to be happy.
And there's no doubt, for what it's worth, Patrick, you're a fan favorite. People love you. It's just
Pat.
Yeah, it's like we have watch parties at Hopfly. And when you don't get the start, typically about 60 minutes into the match,
you start
hearing some murmurs.
Right.
And all of a sudden people start,
through the groom,
call Pat.
When we need a goal and it's like 20 minutes left in the match, we're like, call this man.
Yeah.
But you went 90 last night and you mentioned that. And that's something that that's kind of a theme on our show. This is year 3 of our show. And even from the very beginning, we salute the full 90. And like that ability, do you think there's more full 90s ahead in your future here coming up?
Yeah, definitely.
You all right?
Definitely. I mean, I felt good. Like, obviously, it's the first 90, so it's not going to be, like, my best 90 performance. But I think as time goes, especially with the little setback I had, I think it's just as more game goes, I think the more flow I'll be in and the more stats will come.
For me, before we let you get out of here, and we appreciate so much taking the time.
Thank you.
Shout out to you for hanging out with the supporters, signing autographs.
Of course, I live for this.
This guy's been walking around the block party just like meet and greet. If you're not here, you're missing out, basically. Yeah. Fan favorite over here.
So we're ahead of here. It's Crown Legacy versus Carolina Core. You have experience for playing for Crown Legacy. What did Crown Legacy do for you as a player, getting all the minutes out on the pitch, preparing you for now this moment as an MLS starting striker?
Yeah, I mean, it's a set me up for success. I always say that coming in, it was tricky for me just to get straight into the MLS. I don't want to just get thrown into the fire, especially if I'm not ready. But, man, they set me up. They set me up for success, and I always appreciate them because I think my best play, my best brand was shown on the field here last year. So
that's where I discovered you. Yeah, I was like, get this guy to the first team immediately, please.
Exactly. So it's just now that I had that experience and I was able to play and perform the way I did here, it's just transitioning that to the MLS. So, yeah, I'm grateful.
So who's next? This is MLS Next Pro. You know, you're probably not going to be playing with the Legacy too much this year, I don't think, you know, unless something goes horribly wrong. Who's next? Who are we out here watch for? I mean, Yuri, you and Yuri connected pretty nicely a lot last year. Now you're doing it on the first team. So what kind of connection, who are you watching when you're watching this game tonight?
Honestly, this is my first time watching the boys, so I'm going to be similar to you guys.
You're in the same boat as
me.
I'm similar to you guys.
I honestly love it. I love watching the boys play and just seeing a new team. So I'm excited to see who's going to step up and be the guy in the Legacy.
And we will get some names. We're going to talk to Darius Barnes, Crown Legacy president. He's coming up. We had to get the superstars, obviously. You got to lead with your best. But we love Darius, and he will be joining us shortly. So he's going to give us some Crown Legacy names to watch for. But I think that's awesome. We're all in the same boat. We're just here. The Crown Legacy basically rebuilt their team. A lot of guys moved up. Some moved on. And now we get to see a whole new thing.
Exactly. Simple as that.
It's been a pleasure to follow your story and talk about humble beginnings into to now
this
playing
guy,
for an MLS. Next up,
guy, by the way, this guy interviewed your college coach. That's how deep we go. This guy called your college coach.
Wow, no, I love that. I love that, man. I love that.
So one thing, the next thing that's up, right, is Patrick's going to be bagging goals this season, and then that next contract is coming. There's no doubt about that.
Do you need an agent?
Shoot. The way he's talking, I might have to.
Exactly.
Thanks so much for coming on
the
show.
Thanks for having me as well, man. I appreciate it.
Have a great week, and we can't wait to see you. Two games in a row at home.
Exactly.
Finally, back at home against Columbus and Cincy.
Let's
get 6 points over the next couple weeks. How about that?
You guys will probably know my parents love your show, though, to be fair.
Really?
So,
we did know that.
They joke around with you guys' show. So,
Hell yeah.
That's great to know. They're welcome anytime.
Do they want
to come on?
Yeah.
They're TIFOs. Patrick Ogemong's parents are TIFOs.
Joining Mindy Bender and Privets and everybody else. You know,
I love that.
We're the most popular podcast with players' parents, and that's got to mean something for sure.
But cheers. Thanks again so much for taking the time. Having me on the show. Let you get you out here. And, and are you going to be watching the match? Staying for the same
match? Of course, I'll be there.
Okay. We got a new tradition. There's a new tradition. Your boy Isaac Walker came up and shared a little new tradition that's going on.
Yeah.
So make sure you stay to the end, all right?
I'll be there.
Post-game tradition coming up.
Perfect.
He's Patrick Ogemong. Of course, you know him as Charlotte FC's striker. You can see him at the Fortress, at the Keep over the next two Saturdays.
Yes,
and I know he's going to open his account in this 100%. Next couple weeks.
It's happening.
Cheers to you, Pat. Thanks so much.
Thank you guys, man. Cheers. Thanks for swinging by.
Yeah,
thank
you. Talk to you soon.
For sure.
And give your parents our best, please. Too.
Please, yeah.
Yes.
They're welcome to join us anytime, for sure. For sure, man. For sure. Yeah. Go be a man of the people like you're so good at doing, for sure.
Yes.
And wow, I'm buzzing.
Thanks,
I'm all of a sudden buzzing all of a sudden.
It's
not from the beer. It's not from the lack of sleep. I'm like, that was amazing. So that's great. I can't wait for what we're about to see now. I'm in soccer mode.
Look at this.
We've got
Brian Marley in the chat. He says
Pat
is the man.
Yes.
There's no doubt about that.
Love you, Brian.
Jay Blaze 23.
Jay Blaze a legend.
Ogemong Gang. That's who we are, the
Ogemong
Gang.
Jay Blaze from the SoRare community.
Yes.
Love that check-in for sure. We're expanding. What I do, I play like this fantasy soccer game, by the way. I don't talk about it that much on the show, but I have friends all over the world that are like huge into soccer, and I sell Charlotte FC to them. So I've like been able to bring some new Charlotte FC fans in, which is great.
Good. Well, I'm glad that you have been able to do that.
But
for what it's worth, I'm jealous that you've got a cold one here. I don't. I'm gonna have to stop the stream at some point.
You go grab
one.
Just grab one, and I'll just fill the time.
Wait a minute. There's one right here.
Oh, hey, Matt. That's live TV magic, folks.
Shout out to Patrick Ogemong, and shout out to our presenting sponsor.
I forgot my freaking joke. I was about to say, it's truly St. Patrick's Day now, and I completely whiffed.
Oh.
I feel horrible now. I feel absolutely horrible.
He's the patron saint of goals. There's no doubt about that.
No
that's
doubt.
That's what Patrick Ogemong is. And you know, for me, Danny, I think the reason why I asked about Crown Legacy is because there's an opportunity in MLS for unknown players to really just come out of nowhere.
Yeah.
And for me, that's what Patrick Ogemong did for this club. He's a super draft pick out of the University of Rhode Island. He comes to town. He plays for Jose Tavares. And all of a sudden, people are noticing that he's got a really high ceiling as a professional soccer player. So when I come to these matches, when I come to Crown Legacy, right, I joke about wanting the result. I joke about wanting the 3 points. And I'm feeling it now because of the losses we talked about. Wanting this club to win. Yeah. But more so than anything, Danny, what I want to do is see what kind of talent is out there on the pitch. What type of development players are within this club? Who can Dean Smith, who, by the way, is also watching Crown Legacy 2024 for the first time this season, he's here in the building today. It's a great opportunity for the club to showcase why it's called a club.
Dino, if you're watching, just come right over, by the way. We're right here in the parking lot. You can just swing down from the VIP suite and come say hi. But, yeah, I totally agree with you.
Right?
And I think Dean, just like Patrick said, I think Dean wants to know what he's – Dean's been very, like, locked into the first team right now, so this is probably going to be – he's like, all right, let's go see, like, what kind of reinforcements might be coming up later in the year for us, for sure, because, like, the team – the one thing I can say about Charlotte FC is the roller coaster ride of Charlotte FC, which is a fun one in terms of wins and losses, is also in terms of – club depth, because like sometimes it seems like we have a ton of depth in Charlotte FC, and sometimes like last night it seems like we have none. So this is where the depth comes from.
Bobby Belair is here. Bobby, pleasure to see you.
Good to see you guys.
Welcome to Charlotte Soccer Show.
Yeah, thank you very much. Pleasure to be on with you guys.
Making your debut.
We're here because Crown Legacy is kicking off their season against Carolina Core. We're calling it a North Carolina derby. You're somebody that is obviously super involved as the assistant GM of this club, working with Zoran, talking about player development, looking at talent. Yeah. What's it like for you to work with these Crown Legacy players and kind of see – we just talked to Patrick Ajumong, right? Yep. What type of ceiling some of these players have?
Yeah, no, it's amazing, honestly. It's one of my biggest passions is working with the younger players. It's kind of the pathway that I came through as a member of staff, and so seeing these guys, and we know that they have a lot of talent, and then obviously coupling that with the coaching staff that we have here at Legacy, combining that with the experience that we have across the first team coaching staff as well, and with our new technical director Tommy Wilson,
right.
So things are cooking, and
Dean's a very focused on young players as well. That probably meshes you and his styles mesh well together, I assume.
Exactly, yeah exactly. So Dean was super super happy and to bring in players to start preseason with the first team, and we saw that. You know, we had the plans of at least one or two moving up, but to have four move up from last year was really amazing, and they're doing well with the first team.
I think Yuri was the big surprise for sure for a lot of fans, and the fact that he's fought his way in the starting lineup is amazing.
Yeah.
You love to see his length. I mean, one thing Dean impressed on me very early during his tenure when he talked about his forwards playing defense, being the front line.
Right,
and then I see Yuri out there, and he's so long with those legs. I'm like, wow, he's actually a really good defender in that forward
position.
Absolutely.
So we're able to bring in different profiles through Legacy, allow them to develop for a year or two and before they make it to the first team, and so you know that's what we're trying to do. We're trying to roster succession plan from the first team down, up from the academy up. So it's a fun little puzzle to build. And
what's been the challenge of it, just with the how is it harder doing that as a new club that's now, you know, 3-4 years old, as opposed to like if you were had joined a 20-year-old club or whatever? Like, is that, what's the pros and cons of being in on the ground floor versus the challenges?
I think the opportunity is there for players to move forward quickly. You know, I would say some of the challenges are that our academy is still young, right? We haven't had a class that's come all the way from our development program up through our 17s yet. So I think our academy will get stronger and stronger, and that will decrease the need to bring in players maybe as internationals or try to recruit as heavily from college.
Let me ask you a question. You mentioned college. Let me just follow up there because we just talked to Patrick. Patrick's a product of the NCAA system. And this is just my own subjective opinion. You don't have to – I'm not trying to force you to agree, but – I think Patrick Ajumong is a symbol of the failure sometimes of U.S. development in general. The fact that someone that talented is not in some U.S. men's national development, you know, from the age of 12.
Yeah.
And, you know, kudos to you guys for going and finding him at Rhode Island, obviously.
Yeah.
And you're going to have to keep doing stuff like that. But how is the new expansion and growth of MLS Next Pro going to prevent future situations where a guy like Patrick goes so unnoticed for so long?
Yeah, and I think it starts even before that, right? So if you think about Patrick, he missed out on the MLS Academy environment, right?
Right.
So now academies are have much more money to recruit. They have more availability to bring players in. And so I think less and less of those players will get missed out in that sense.
Good.
But I still think that there's a path for a player like Patrick. Maybe he's not ready for the first team when he was 18 years old. Or even next pro. So he still might have gone to college, and that's fine. You can go to college for a year, for 2 years, or for the full 4 years, and then you can still come back to the club.
Yep.
So we're going to start seeing more of those pathways come through. We have Chris Thagard, who's in college right now, that we're tracking. you know, players that are in college that we're still going to be tracking, and we'll bring them back in the summer.
Give us some names to watch out for today, because a lot of us, myself included, I'll admit, I came to a lot of legacy games last year, but I feel like I'm coming to a brand new team. So who am I looking out for today?
So, look, you're going to see a few familiars from last year. You'll have Nick Scardina and Joao Pedro, who are going to play today.
Great. Oh, JP's playing today?
Yeah, JP's playing today.
Excellent.
Fantastic.
Philip Mayaka, obviously holding it down at the defensive midfield.
I love watching Mayaka.
He's great. He was the best 11 last year for me. Yeah. I mean, come on.
I like that. Standing up for his guys right there. That's what we do in this place.
Yep. So Mayaka, and then you have in the midfield, you also have Filip Mirkovic, who played at Pitt. He had a really good career at Pitt. He's a really technical player that's going to help us build and play progressive passes. Obviously, I'm excited for Jack Neely. You know, it's another big year for him.
As homegrown as they get, folks. He went to South Mech High School.
That's right. A couple more college players that'll be in the mix.
And Romero's going to feature heavily this season as well, right?
That's right.
The hero of Chelsea, who's it's amazing what he was able to accomplish sort of in his 16-year-old debut in the friendly. And he scored some – he did all right in Next Pro last year, but maybe with some injuries wasn't a main focus. Now I think they feel like this is his year to really shine.
Yeah, look, every player takes their own time and their own path, right?
Yeah.
And you see Nympho has kind of pushed push the envelope a little bit, but Brian's just going to take a little bit more time, and that's fine.
And Brian already has a built-in fan.
Everyone loves Brian.
Yeah, we love Brian. He beat Chelsea. Yeah, exactly.
So, Bobby, did you make the trip to Nashville last night?
So I was not there last night. I was planning to be there, but we had some registration things that we got through the last minute on Friday, so I stayed back.
Yeah, he's working late on Friday night.
I love it. Friday news.
Zoran's got him working hard. There's no doubt about that.
That's right.
So what was your take on the match last night? Just as we're talking here, obviously it's a disappointing 2-1. It feels like, and we said to Patrick, and we're not going to harp on it, it was a, we'll use Dean's words, stonewall penalty there at the end. But it felt like, what did you think of the club's performance?
Yeah, I think we struggled the first 30 minutes, you know, and that's a tough environment to play in. You guys were there.
They hurt Kerwin on purpose.
Kerwin goes down, so that limited our ability.
I know what y'all did.
To make different substitutions
Nashville.
That we had planned.
I can say it, you can't.
Exactly. So I think after the first 30 minutes, we let in some cheap goals that are uncharacteristic of the defense that Dean Smith has kind of.
Alex Muyl should never be getting an uncontested header in the box. He's this tall, for sure. Yeah.
Go back and look at that second goal, though, in the build-up. They're offside. So go back and look at that.
Mukhtar, offside?
The winger's offside in the build-up there.
I can't wait. I'm planning to do a rewatch later tonight.
Yeah, for some reason, I don't know if the VAR official was just asleep at the wheel or having a snack during the match. I don't know. But
I can't explain why that penalty wasn't reviewed.
Yeah.
I can't explain why the yellow card wasn't reviewed for a red card.
I feel like in that situation, end of the game, the ref kind of has to have some awareness. Or like the only way to get the right call here is to just call the penalty on the field and let VAR decide. Instead of asking VAR to make the choice, because they are looking for clear and obvious. So,
right.
So a veteran referee might have been able to pull that off. We don't have any veteran referees working this week.
That's right.
Yeah.
But a good second half. I think we came out and said, the guys said, okay, we didn't play great in the first half, but let's put the pedal in the metal, and they did.
Getting the one back before the halftime was nice. I'm a little frustrated, I'll just admit, by the lack of shots on target and just the lack of lots of control and possession in the offense without a lot of threat. But, hey, it's a tough environment, like you said.
Yeah.
And they were very – McNaughton played a great game. Lucas McNaughton, their center back, played a great game.
You know who else played a great game? 47 of 51 completed passes, and it's Jabril Diani. Diani looked really nice.
Sacrament Blue.
You're obviously somebody that was a big part of bringing Diani here to town. A fantastic debut, what it seemed like.
It was. And so we wanted him, you know, as we told you guys about a year ago, and we would have had to pay a significant transfer fee for him then.
Mm-hmm.
So to get him for free when we did
is
a steal. Now, of course, we would have wished to have him earlier, but he's going to be a big value player, as you can see. He's so silky on the ball.
Plays forward, in control. Yeah.
Plays progressive passes through the lines.
Yeah, oh yeah. There were some speculative ball. What I love about this team, what I thought was the most encouraging was the way that Yuri and Diani and Westwood could send speculative balls, and Patrick can just fight guys off and be the first one to him, which is real nice.
Yeah, exactly.
That's going to have bear fruit eventually. It didn't last night, but it will.
Correct. Sure. Especially, I think, at home. You know, when we're at home, I think that game we probably score 3-4 goals.
Yeah, and I think that's the last thing we'll talk to you about. I appreciate you so much for taking the time.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Happy to be here.
And hopefully we can spend some time on the golf course here soon.
Let's do it.
Pine Island?
Let's go.
So for me, it's when you think about, okay, on the left-hand side, you've got Diani there, you've got Yuren in there, fantastic duo on that left-hand side.
Amazing.
For me, when you're thinking about building depth, what does that next step look like in the squad?
Yeah, so you look at JP, there's a reason why he's playing today, right? To get him primed, get him match fit. Also, Jelani Forbes has played left back in his career as well, so you'll see him today.
Yeah. Oh, fantastic. Yeah. Good call out as well. He was a super draft pick.
Super draft pick that earned
who got some preseason minutes for sure. Yep.
So he in our first match against LAFC out in California, he played against Buonga and Christian Oliveira, two DPs, and they didn't score a goal. So he showed us that he can do it, and he's going to need time as well. He's going to need a lot of games, but this is why we have Crown Legacy and why it's such a great thing for our club.
I'm on record. I'm a massive João Pedro fan. I mean, a left-footed, tall Brazilian center back who takes set pieces is just like I'm melting
already. And he can play
left-back,
too. Yeah, you're going to see him at left-back today.
Yeah, exactly. Okay, great. The versatility is nice.
Yeah.
And I just can't wait to see it. And so you got lineup? Can you drop the lineup?
Yeah, I'll drop the lineup for
you. Let's do it. Breaking news here.
Breaking news.
Yeah.
Yes.
That's what we do.
So we'll go back to front. In goal is Big C, Chituru Odenze.
Love it.
Left back is João Pedro.
Love it.
Left center back is Willy Sengo Kiza. We got him from Ecuador. He's on loan.
Excellent.
He's a big talent. Jack Neely starting alongside him. And then Julian Bravo we got from Portland Timbers too. He's playing right back. He's actually left-footed.
Is he related to Claudio Bravo?
He's not.
Okay. Just
check it. Pretend.
Yeah. Timbers, I had to ask. Pretend. Yeah, yeah. Keep going.
And then we have at the 6 is Philip Mayaka.
Okay.
At the 8 is Philip Mirkovic.
Yep.
At the other 8 position is Cam Duke, who we got from Sporting Kansas City.
Yeah. He's got MLS minutes to his name for sure. Yeah
so
great.
He's exciting.
Love it. 8-10. Jalen Lindsay's buddy, maybe? Who knows?
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. And then out wide will be Jelani Forbes, winger. Up top is Jonathan Nianjo, who we got from UNC Charlotte, so a local boy.
Awesome.
Brother James Nianjo in our academy. And then right winger is Nick Scardino.
Oh,
that's fantastic. I mean, it's an exciting 11. There's no doubt about that because all these players are players that want to make a name for himself, that want to play well.
Yep.
That, you know, and that's the best part, I think, about Crown Legacy, right? You're not only playing for your squad, right, which is always the most important thing, but you're playing for yourself, too.